And I'd love to welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides support for CCL supporters like you and I with in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. We're really lucky tonight because we're specifically going to have a chance to launch right into the final logistics and walkthrough for our conference and preparations for Lobby Day. I'm your co-host, Brett Cease, CCL's Volunteer Engagement and Education Coordinator. And with me tonight are two wonderful co-hosts that I'll let introduce themselves. Up first is Taylor, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Taylor Krause. I work at CCL headquarters in San Diego as the executive assistant to Mark Reynolds, who's our executive director.
Hi, everyone. I'm Adeline. I'm CCL's project specialist. I'm located in the DC headquarters.
Well, thank you both for giving your evenings as well. And with that, we'll get our agenda here in order, and I'll just kind of review a couple of quick 6 points that we're going to hopefully highlight in tonight's discussion, and then pass the baton over to Adeline. So essentially, you can see we're going to go through the logistics conference in chronological order. We'll start off with the pre-conference materials that you're going to receive and what you'll get at the conference, and then we'll proceed to the conference agenda. And then we'll start having a little bit more of a Q&A. Hopefully you can give us some questions that you're having while we're reviewing some details on the hotel and transportation before wrapping up tonight, talking about how to submit meeting minutes, what to expect at the end of the conference. So to kick things off, I'll pass it back to you, Adeline, and thank you again for making time, everyone, to be on tonight's webinar.
All right, so I'm going to start by talking about what you should have received in your email inboxes today. So in order to plan and prepare ahead of this year's conference, your personal lobby schedule, along with the bios for each member of Congress you're meeting with, and the meeting plans, if there are any, that were developed by the liaison or local chapter, should have been emailed to you today. You should print and bring the schedule, bios, and meeting plans with you. This year, we're also asking folks to print out their district and state polling data from the Yale Project on Climate Communications ahead of time. You'll get a link to a PDF with some maps in your email today, and feel free to print out as many copies for your region as you think is strategic for your meeting. If you leave home before you get the email, there is a business center at the hotel where you can log in to your email and print out the materials, but please remember to bring it with you. And as of early evening by 5 p.m. today, you should have received it in your email inbox, so please star it or mark as important and save it and print it out. If you haven't seen it yet, try checking your spam folder. If you didn't get your schedule yet and after searching your spam folder, it still doesn't show up anywhere in your inbox, then email us at schedules@citizensclimatelobby.org and we'll get to the bottom of what happened. If you can, take photos of your schedule and bios with your phone. That way, if you lose either while you're on the Hill, you'll have an electronic copy. If you're a meeting lead, here's one important thing you should do when you first receive your schedule. Go to your Member of Congress's website to verify the building and room number. If there has been a change, be sure to let the other members of your meeting team know the new location. Now, Taylor is going to discuss the all-important lobby schedule.
Sweet. Thanks, Adeline. So first and foremost about your lobby day schedules, please love your schedules. It will not be perfect, but it will reflect constituents and liaisons being placed in meetings as a priority. Expect 2 lobby meetings total and about 5 to 6 CCLers in each meeting. Please welcome any non-constituents in your district or state meetings. And for those of you who are placed outside of their state and district, please honor the meeting leader's facilitation plan. Meeting plans are based on the experience and knowledge of the local CCL chapter. Why do we have some mixed meeting teams and include 5 to 6 volunteers? One Senate office asked to only have constituents attend. That was certainly a reasonable request. Here is why we asked to have more people attend. We have about 1,200 people coming to DC to learn and impart to lobby. However, there are too few constituents for one district and too many from other districts. Sometimes other CCLers who are not constituents may have more knowledge or special expertise they can bring to the meeting. We are a team. Some of our citizen lobbyists would love other experienced CCLers around them in DC, as it can really be a little bit intimidating. This may sound selfish, but we want to have all folks coming to the conference, which is 1,200 people lobbying and about 1,400 total, which is crazy, get into some several meetings so they can get that democracy bug. This is sorely needed now. This is how we grow our grassroots and get people to feel to be engaged in our solutions. Let me show you two photos that demonstrated this. So back in 2010, we had 27 volunteers and 52 congressional meetings. We all had meetings where there were no constituents at all. And then next is going to be a photo from 2017. So by offering volunteers several lobby meetings, they caught the democracy bug. And now with over 500 lobby meetings, we have 1,200 people lobbying. And then next, I'm going to show you a sample of what your lobby day schedule should look like. Please notice at the top, the meeting ID, the member of Congress's name, the state and district, the time and location, the staff in the meeting, the CCL liaison for this office, and appointment setter. And note the CCL attendees, who is the meeting lead, their contact information, and then the times of their other meetings. This definitely helps just in case this meeting gets unexpectedly changed, so you can account for the other participants in your meeting's time to reschedule a new meeting. So a few meetings do get set quite last minute, since some offices have to wait for the congressional committee schedules to come out, unfortunately. So if the office can set the meeting 2 weeks ahead of time, we may be able to squeeze that into our master schedule. But that leads me to the next topic, which is taking account for your special notes. So if you can see in the time, some of them might be considered to be determined, and that's because they need to be determined. So you will be contacted by your meeting lead, and if you're in a meeting lead, you should be contacted by the schedule appointer. And this is the entire meeting of it. They'll let you know if the final time has been changed or has been set, so please look out for that. In your schedule under time, you will also see delivery only. So delivery only instructions, if this is the case, this means, unfortunately, they are not able to fit us in. So there will not be a meeting with this office. There should be two people listed to make this delivery. So we never expect to get drop-in appointments. The office staff really don't appreciate us just dropping in. But last November, Kathy, Sally, and Clifford made a delivery to the Puerto Rico's office in Commissioner Jennifer Gonzalez-Collin, who just walking said she'd give the folks an appointment right there and then. And then guess who joined the Climate Solutions Caucus this year? Commissioner Jennifer Gonzalez-Collin. So if you show up with a big smile like Kathy Orlando, anything can happen. So please call the other people and plan a time to deliver a drop-off material to the staffer listed in your schedule. These drop-off materials should be our primary ask handout and constituent letters. For those covering delivery only, if you need extra materials to drop off, check in with the registration desk for an extra materials as you register. So look out for that special note on your schedules. For every meeting, especially those labeled delivery only or a meeting that is to be determined or even canceled meetings, we ask that you make delivery of materials and still submit meeting minutes. This is a critical part of our goal to touch all 541 offices on the Hill. This includes all territories to Guam, America Samoa, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, the Marina Islands, and of course the District of Columbia. Please report this delivery online as you would meeting minutes for any other kind of meeting, but please choose to drop off materials only. In the notes area, you can simply write NA or add a few sentences about what your drop off is like. Next, I'm going to be talking about schedule changes. So late additions or changes may have a domino effect on your schedule. So like I said, please love your schedules. Sometimes a meeting can get changed by the congressional office, and this is nobody's fault. So, but on your own accord, please do not make any changes unless it's absolutely necessary. If there is a clear data or entry error, a volunteer is ill, et cetera, those are some changes that we can't really help. So your team does expect you to be in the meetings that you're listed in. So be in constant communication with your team lead. The CCL meeting leader is the person responsible for the meeting changes. So please touch base with him or her. If the congressional office needs to be changed for the meeting time, the meeting lead is the person who can make that change. The CCL meeting lead is also responsible for confirming attendees for the meeting. So if you would like to drop in on a meeting, please request so. Both meeting leads, if you're dropping one meeting, need to be in contact with each other and know that this is okay, because again, they are counting on everybody to be there. So without communications, your team might be left high and dry, and nobody wants that. So there are some changes. Sometimes things get switched around, or someone gets sick or isn't able to make the trip. That's okay. We have a system for this. So we use what we are the whiteboards for as a resource. So it's kind of like speed dating for meeting changes. The whiteboards will be located outside the main entrance to the plenary speaking room at the conference. The whiteboards at the conference are for meeting updates, changes, and rescheduled meetings. So one whiteboard is going to be for lists of changed meetings where attendees are needed. And then the second whiteboard area is going to be where you can list yourself as available if you'd like to pick up some meetings. So the whiteboards will be up and accessible until Monday after the last closing plenary session, which will be around 6:15. So if you need it past Monday night, please just snap a photo of it on your phone. And our Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days, Amy Bennett, will be the staff member who will be managing these whiteboards. For any cancellations or delivery-only meetings, please be sure that to deliver the materials that are requested and still submit meeting minutes. Like I said before, this is really important. And we'll stop for questions in just a moment. But first, Brett is going to say a few words about biographies and meeting plans.
Excellent. Yeah, so let's just quickly talk about the biographies. Thanks so much, Taylor. And to do that, we're going to use an example of the top half of what you can see is the first page of Representative Adriano Espaillat's bio. So you might be curious what is on the biography. I'm guessing that many of you have already seen that because you probably should have already gotten your emails, but let's just look at the actual kind of format today to help walk through that. First, there's really biographical data, so you can see background details from where they're elected, their next election, the percent of the vote captured in their last election, you know, get a sense of their popular mandate, schools attended, their background, career, interests, religion, whatever else you might even have in an appreciation. And from there, you can also see their congressional record. So votes that we think might be relevant to indicate their support or lack of support for carbon pricing or fee and dividend, statements they've made relating to that, committee assignments where they might have jurisdiction connected to energy and commerce or ways and means or any other relevant connections to carbon pricing. You know, these things, along with other concerns that are expressed by constituents, all of them are on the bio and are also factors in how that member arrives at his or her decision. So potential meeting plans, what do they look like? So chances are you've probably gotten a meeting plan, or you might get one in a little bit from your meeting leads if your local liaison and group has put together early a submitted plan about what they think would be the best recommendations to bring up in your meeting. So if there's a plan for your meeting, it's going to cover some suggested topic areas, goals for the meeting, especially focusing on some strategic supporting asks, what you think your member would really be likely to say yes if they're not ready yet to support fee and dividend itself. Also really to tease out questions. What do you think you can ask them to get to the bottom of getting them to open up or the staff members to open up, as well as challenges to be aware of, prior meeting minute context, so you know what you're facing before you head into that meeting.
All right. So moving forward, I'm going to be showing you where we're going to be located at the Omni. And so here's a map of the Omni, and this is the lobby level. So at the bottom in the middle is the main entrance. And this is where you'd enter and exit the hotel during breaks for lunch and dinner. But when you arrive for the conference, you're going to enter the lobby, turn right towards the west elevators, and continue until you see the west registration desk. You won't be able to miss it. If you arrive early on Saturday, the monthly call will be broadcast from the diplomat room at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. And starting at 2 p.m., there will be three optional in-depth seminars, which you can register for on the conference website, located in the Congressional, Cabinet, and Diplomat Rooms. Also on Saturday evening, lobby team meeting preparation space will be available in the Cabinet, Diplomat, and Congressional on your own first come, first serve. And that's beginning at 5:30 through 9 p.m. Saturday night. Also Saturday night will be a film screening of Happening at 7 p.m. in the Empire Ballroom, and James Redford, the director, producer, and star of the film, is going to be joining us. So that's really exciting. Registration begins Saturday at 6 p.m. and again at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And this is also at the West Registration Desk, where you're going to register and get your name tag. We welcome on-site registration on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday for latecomers, and we'll accept credit card or check payments only, no cash. So after you register, you'll head downstairs to the big hallway between the Regency and the Ambassador Ballroom, where we'll have several tables set up for you to get your program and conference folders. We'll have a couple of other things to hand out there as well. And all of our keynote presentations will take place in the Regency Ballroom adjoining this hallway. All breakout sessions will be held in various rooms around the hotel, and your conference program will have the location of each of these presentations as well as a good map of the hotel. So inside the folder, you're going to find all of your conference materials. This includes your conference program, an annual report, meeting minutes forms, leave behinds for both the House and the Senate, and all of the handouts for Sunday night's training. The conference program booklet will have the schedule for all of the conference events. And a couple things about the schedule. So yeah, this site that Brett's on, you can get to from our main website. You just click on the conference, learn more. And this is where you can find the schedule of events, which is also gonna be your conference program. So the schedule conference program here on the website, and there's also an app that you can register for. So we'll talk about the Climate Advocate Training workshop up here in a minute. And if you've completed Climate Advocate Training, the one Brett was just talking about, and you'd like to expand your skills, multiple Taking Action workshops will be offered. These are 35-minute workshops offered at 10:15, 11:05, and 11:55 a.m., so you'll have the opportunity to attend up to 3 skills workshops. So in your program and the conference app, the Sunday breakout sessions will be listed by time and will include the topic, presenters, and location of each session. Lunch will be on your own from 12:30 to 2 p.m., and be sure to be back in time for the 2 p.m. National Planning Plenary. Regional breakouts after the plenary will be held from 3:30 to 5 p.m. See the program booklet for where each region's breakout will be held. Dinner is on your own from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. when we will have our Sunday keynote speaker, followed by advanced climate communications and lobby training.
We're actually switching rooms because the Climate Advocate Training is so big. That will actually be in the main ballroom in Regency. So we'll go over that in just a little bit.
And so about that Climate Advocate Training, both Brett and I have mentioned, if you've not been to a Climate Advocate Training workshop, then you'll need to attend it. Preparing to lobby Congress is the most important training we do at CCL. The Climate Advocate Training, led by CCL Director of Field Development Ellie Sparks and Brett on tonight's call, will be held on Sunday, June 10th in the Regency Ballroom at 10:15 in the morning. This workshop will educate you on the structure, methodology, and skills to become effective communicators and advocates for national policies and to address climate change. If you've completed the online webinar version of the CAT, then you can attend the last 45 minutes of the sessions, and there you'll participate in the live lobby meeting role play exercise. So now Taylor's gonna talk to you a little bit more about your letters to members of Congress.
So the last 45 minutes of the session are actually from 11:45 to 12:30.
I'm going to talk about constituent letters. So some folks have their home districts write their members of Congress asking them to address climate change. These can be written at different events like Tabling for Earth Day or other home and constituent events. However, most of these folks that write these letters aren't always to make their way all the way out to DC, but those CCLers that are able to make it can bring these letters with them to their lobby meetings as a useful tool. At the conference, we will have a table specifically designated for constituent comment letters and to receiving these letters, and then we can then put them in the hands of those volunteers that are going into these meetings. So constituent letters have private information in them, so the table will be staffed or under supervision by designated CCL staff or volunteer at all times. So this service is only limited to exchanging constituent letters. You're not accepting other materials, entering volunteer names into our database, making copies, etc. Again, we are only accepting letters. So where you can drop off and pick up these letters will be at the same place. They will only differ in when you can drop off or pick up the letters. This will be in the forum room. The letters will be grouped together into a folder by district or meeting. If you are a lead for your lobby meeting, so going back to that schedule that we walked through with everybody, you'll be responsible for picking up the folder for the letters to drop off at your meetings. So please, again, check your schedule. Drop-off times are going to be Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, it's going to be all day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Monday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the last drop-off is at 11 a.m. on Monday. Pickup times then will be from noon on Monday to 5 p.m. So pickup promptly closes at 5 p.m. So be sure to get there before and that you get all your letters ahead of time. When you pick up your letters, be sure to confirm the district state for each stack of letters. Sometimes you'll get mixed up, but just double checking helps us all out.
So where are the breakout rooms located, you might be asking? In DC, you want to make sure to refer to the conference program booklet that everyone's going to be getting at the beginning of your registration experience for where to find all of those breakout sessions that are happening on both Sunday, like Adeline was sharing, as well as Monday. And two of those rooms are located on that same level as the Regency Ballroom. But most of those breakout rooms are actually located up one level. If you go back up the stairs to the registration table around our main conference area on the west side of that lobby level. So again, if you enter into the exhibit hall, you can kind of see a lot of these breakouts. Here's the registration booth. Here's the stairs down to the Regency room. All the breakout rooms are normally around here, sometimes in the diplomat room as well. So that's pretty straightforward. You could simply go up those stairs. You could take the elevator up the lobby level. The rooms are pretty easy to find. And I'll also just mention that there's really casual and fast food restaurants in that area surrounding the Omni. Adeline is actually going to show you the map of the outside view of the neighborhood in just a little bit. But the Omni also serves an in-house restaurant here at Roberts. It's got a bar which also serves food. That's the Marquee Bar and Lounge. You can get room service too. But I'll pass it to you, Adeline, and then to Taylor to finish up tonight with a review of what to do on Tuesday for a lobby day. I think what's really going to be important is to pass on instructions about the group picture as well that we'll also review in person on Sunday night. So I'll pass it to you, Adeline.
All right. Thanks, Brett. So now let's talk about getting over to Capitol Hill on Tuesday. It's a 5 to 10 minute walk from the hotel to the Metro Station Red Line towards Glenmont. So there will be a huge group of people leaving the hotel around 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And when you exit the hotel, you'll walk up 24th Street Northwest to get to the Woodley Park Station. Stay on the Metro for 6 stops, exit the Red Line at Union Station, and walk through the park to Capitol Hill. We'll gather Tuesday morning for our group photo. That's the Red Line. That's Union Station, and there's the Capitol. All right. So the side of the Capitol facing the Supreme Court and the Library of Congress, on those steps where we go every year, that's where we're going to be taking the picture. And please be on time. We'd love you to arrive there at 8 a.m. sharp so we can get our picture done at 8:15. And one final note from me, and this is really important, you should buy a Metro card. This is the best way to use the Metro, and you're not going to want to wait until Tuesday morning when we're headed to the Hill to buy your card and wait in line. So you can purchase one ahead of time from the station's kiosk. All right, so when you're on the Hill, walking between the buildings, as we talked about earlier, especially between the House and Senate, can take some considerable time. So plan on booking about 30 minutes to get from one side to the other, including your security check. And there is construction going on in Cannon Building that makes getting around a little tricky. So plan on any meetings you have in Cannon taking a bit longer than usual to get to. Also, we are frequently asked what is allowable through security. And here's a quick list that the Russell Building Security provides us of prohibited items. So food or beverages, aerosol containers, any pointy objects, any bag larger than 14 inches wide, 13 inches high, 4 inches deep, backpacks, cans and bottles, and then obvious things like no razors, box cutters, stun guns, martial arts weapons. Please don't bring any of those. And if you're interested, we'll post the Union Station's baggage check pricing. So if you are bringing your suitcase with you and you need to check it in at Union Station after you get off the metro, there's that. And it's rates by the hour. So, and it depends on your bag size too, but it's pretty reasonable, between $3 to $11. All right. So next, Taylor is going to finish things up for you.
Yeah. Leave your fireworks at home, guys. Okay. We're almost finished. I'm going to talk about meeting minutes for your lobby meetings and what you're going to do with your meeting minutes or notes. So these are really important. For each meeting, we will have a congressional office that we have one note taker. So this is a very critical role. Even for meetings that are delivery only, we need someone to submit some meeting minutes for it. One person should submit the meeting minutes that they say you've made a delivery and any other notes about the delivery itself. The note taker does three things. So first, they take the notes. Second, they review them with the team after the meeting in the hallway. And three, they submit them online within 24 hours. Meeting minutes allow us to document the concerns and questions of members of Congress. It documents levels of support and important details and enables us to make progress with that member of Congress. They're really useful, and you'll see previous meeting minutes before you go into your lobby meetings. So this is what the meeting minutes look like that Brett has up. So you should each have 1 to 2 meeting minute forms in your folder at registration. But your meeting lead will be the person to designate who is going to take down this important meeting information. Meeting leads, so because this is a critical role, please record who the minute taker is. A good place to jot this down is on your schedule. This year, we even have a place for that. So if we cannot track down the minutes, we will call the lead to find out who the minute taker was. So if you end up being designated as a meeting lead, I suggest that you circle the note taker's name on your schedule and keep that information for later. This is especially important for meetings that were scheduled late or changed to be determined meetings. So for folks who have been with us before, this year we do not have carbonless copy forms. So in years previous, we have a hard copy that's turned in. But this year, because everybody was so consistent with submitting their meeting minutes online, we do not have the carbon copy forms, and we decided this year to save some trees. So thank you all for being so awesome. Other important parts of being a minute taker is that, first, please make sure your notes are legible. Have something firm to write on during the meeting and ask if the note taker has good handwriting. You'll be submitting the notes online, but I do suggest composing your notes in the form online. But I do not suggest composing your notes on the form online, because what if the internet goes down and you can lose all your work? So we really suggest that you take the minutes and type them out afterward on our online submission instead of during the meeting. Bringing a laptop to a meeting and typing everything that can be said is a little unnerving to some of the members of Congress or a staffer. It makes them a little uncomfortable. So please try to write your notes. Personally, I like to type my notes out in a Word document and then paste them into the meeting minutes afterward. Even after I've transcribed writing them. Second, please record who is present in the meeting. So for the member of Congress and any staff, please write their name and their title. CCLR names, please note if they are constituents. So you can simply do this by putting a C next to their name. Tip, once you've entered the full names, use initials. So example, my name is Taylor Krause, I'll use TK. And if a member of Congress is Paul Ryan, you can write PR. And as far as content of the meeting, mostly record what the member of Congress or staff say. Please note the concerns, recommendations, questions, and next steps regarding the member of Congress. Right after your meeting, everyone should stay with the team for a few more minutes outside You'll want to review the notes in the hallway outside, but make sure that you're at least a few steps from the door so the office doesn't hear you discussing the meeting. Quickly go over your notes and make sure you didn't miss anything or someone else might have picked up or something that someone else might have picked up on. Underneath where you write your notes, you will see a place where you can mark the Member of Congress's support for carbon fee and dividend, as well as their position on climate change itself. So look on the back of the form to see how we define each level of support. After the meeting, get a consensus from the group on the level of support from the member or the staff, and please be sure to write this down. After you have done your debrief with your team, the last step is to turn them in. So please submit your notes online within 24 hours. The same day, if possible, the next morning. If you have a late meeting and don't have time to submit your notes before the reception, you don't need to bring your laptop to the reception with you. Just come and have fun. Again, since we do not have carbonless copies, you do not need to bring them to the reception for all of those veterans that are used to doing so. So it is critical that they are submitted to our web link. Is that up in the thing? No. Yeah, so Brett just threw that in the chat. Within 24 hours, our extensive, exhaustive research data show that if it is not submitted with 24 hours, you will be nagged. And that's just no fun at all. So one last important role, this is for everyone, whether you're a note taker or not. We do have media and other NGOs visiting, so it's important that we keep our minutes and our meetings very confidential. You can share things like you felt encouraged by the meeting and stuff like that, but please don't share any specifics, so like a bias saying names. You just never know who's listening. If you have any other questions on taking meeting notes, just ask your meeting lead or any other CCL conference veteran. I'm sure they have some great pro tips. Volunteers have that have burning legislative questions while they're lobbying on the Hill can look for Danny Richter, just as Brett mentioned before, on the Hill on Tuesday. He will be on the Senate side in the morning at the cafe between the buildings of Dirksen and Hart, which Adeline touched on, and the House side in the Rayburn cafeteria in the afternoon from 1, and he said that he'll be leaving by 4. So a day on the Hill can be really stressful from all the information we've been throwing at you, but we hope to celebrate your political breakthroughs back at the hotel at our reception in the Regency Ballroom at 7 p.m., along with dancing, some guests and members of Congress speakers, and mingling with your fellow CCLers. We welcome our first timers to share their favorite highlights from the day on the Hill. So while you're on the Hill, please try to catch those special moments you would like to share with us at the reception. Dinner is going to be on your own before the reception, and we ask that you take a full dinner because there will only be hors d'oeuvres provided at the reception. We'll pass it back to Brent with some final tips.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Taylor. Can you get some Wi-Fi? I think so. Here is the 3 password and network IDs to look for. The bottom one is actually the first one you'll probably encounter at the conference. We have free Wi-Fi for all attendees. The network name and the passkey is pretty much pretty easy to remember and the same thing. It's CCLDC 2018. In the Senate, then, in your meetings, it's Senate guest and password Article 1. Wonder why they picked that one. And in the House, it is House Public for the network, and then the password is House Public. Key thing, though, with that one is that it's capitalized in the network and uncapitalized, but all still one word in the password. All right, so then the other thing that we always like sharing is that we do have an app for that. So if you like going paperless, if you just want to have more access on your phone so you don't have to scroll through anything even ahead of time on the computer, look for the app name Grenadine Event Guide in either the App Store, if you're with an Apple iPhone, or Google Play and download that. And then when you have it downloaded, open it up and you should be prompted. Don't put it in the search bar, put it in the event code area. Type in this following code. Again, it's the same thing as our Wi-Fi, CCLDC 2018. And then from there, you'll be able to access all the speaker biographies, the schedule lineup, and so forth, really being able to kind of access it right at the touch of your fingertips. So with that, we have, I think, pretty much gone through the whole lineup. If you are curious about where to even find this webinar after tonight, or if you want to know about where to contact us, I'll put my email here in the chat window. It says brett@citizensclimate.org. We'd love to make sure that anything that you might think of that you forgot to ask tonight, you can still email us. Again, that's just brett@citizensclimate.org. And Adeline and Taylor's are here as well. Taylor's is just taylor.krause, and it's @citizensclimate. And then Adeline is @citizensclimate.org as well. All right, so let's say this. At this point, we will close the webinar then so we can end on time. But obviously, we're only going to be as successful as all of us showing up together. We really appreciate all the extra time, the effort, stepping out of your comfort zones and stepping into that stretch zone. That's where the magic happens. You're the reason why we're going to be successful on the Hill. And we can't thank you enough for being with us in this conference and Lobby Day experience. Looking forward to meeting you in DC, and have a wonderful safe travels up there, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Can't wait to see you.
Woohoo.
Come say hi.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you soon.